Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said some people have minds like concrete, all mixed up and permanently set. We appreciate this opportunity of Bible study today. We're glad you're listening, and we're hopeful that our study will be a benefit to all of us. We get back now to our study, and we're looking at the passage Hebrews 8 and verse 5, "See that you make all things according to the pattern that I showed unto thee in the mount." We've been discussing the pattern for New Testament worship, and we've noted that God authorized the pattern, says that we're to sing and make melody in our heart to the Lord. Colossians 3 and verse 16, Ephesians 5 and verse 19, along with a number of other passages. We've also noted that prayer is a part of our worship to God according to the pattern. We also find in 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2, that the brethren were instructed as they laid by in store on the first day of the week. They gave of their means so that the work of the church might be conducted. The only authorized way of raising money for the work of the church is for brethren, free will, of their own free will, giving or laying by in store on the first day of the week. Now, the religious world today has gotten to the point that everything they do, as far as money is concerned, seems to be some scheme or some plan that is outside of this pattern that the Lord has given. The pattern is just simply giving on the first day of the week. There's the biblical authority and the pattern that we have along this line. However, we hear of rummage sales, we hear of bake sales, we hear of some people who, do raffles and things of this nature in order to raise money for the church. Someone comes and knocks on your door, wants to sell you a bag of jelly beans. And we find that this is the activity of some religious group wanting to raise money for their particular work. All of these plans, all of these schemes, simply are without biblical authority. The Bible doesn't authorize a car wash in order to raise money for the church. The Bible nowhere gives the authority for the selling of jelly beans or for the rummage sales. The Bible does say, on the first day of the week, that brethren lay by in store as they are prospered. If you've been a regular listener to Bible meditations, I'm sure that it has occurred to you at some time or other that not at any time have you been requested to send money to the station or to the church so that we can conduct this program. Now, there's a reason for that. It's not just because we have chosen not to do so. It's because we believe the pattern that God gave for New Testament worship involves giving on the first day of the week. You have never heard us begging for money, spending the time on our program telling you how important it is that you send your money to us so that we can continue this ministry. This simply is without any appeal to Bible authority. The Bible authorizes giving on the first day of the week, and those who are disciples have the responsibility and are willingly taking care of that responsibility by the giving on the first day of the week. WOHI receives a check from the Church of Christ in Chester paying for the time that we use on Bible meditations. This is not a free program. It's a program paid for by the Church of Christ. But it is not a program paid for by soliciting you to send your money so that we can continue this work or this ministry. I believe the pattern is quite clear. It isn't any wonder that many people have the idea that about all people think about when it comes to religion is taking up a collection. And there are people who just simply make it very clear that they don't want anything to do with religion because they consider it all a begging situation. You never find those who are dedicated to the Bible principle of following the pattern of New Testament worship, you never find them shaking tambourines in some tavern. They're not going around trying to solicit money from people who are not interested in religion. They simply do as the Bible authorizes on the first day of the week. Also, the New Testament pattern involves the idea of communing, taking the Lord's Supper. In Acts 20 and verse 7, the record says, "Upon the first day of the week, when the disciples were gathered together, they broke bread." They broke bread, and that refers to the communion. Compare that passage with 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 16. "The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? The fruit of the vine which we drink, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ?" And so a communion is authorized. The time specified, Acts 20 and verse 7, upon the first day of the week. The first day of the week is not Saturday. It's on the first day of the week that they communed. The first day of the week is not on Thursday before Easter. It is on the first day of the week or Sunday. And so on Sunday, the first day of the week, the disciples come together to take of the bread and the fruit of the vine because that's according to the pattern. So in applying the lessons that we've looked at thus far, we understand that the pattern not only authorizes us to do certain things, it also takes away our liberty to do just anything that we want to do. You and I, because we are Christians, say to the Lord, "Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth." We ask the Lord to tell us what to do in all of our activities, and then we do those things that are authorized by His Word. Friends, apply the pattern that the New Testament gives to the work of the church and to our everyday conduct. Thus we'll have a "Thus saith the Lord" for our practice, and will not be embarrassed when someone asks us, "Where is the Bible for what you're doing?" The pattern is in the New Testament, and we hope that as we have studied, we've been able to emphasize the fact that the Word of God must be followed, and you and I, to please Him, must do His will. We hope that you'll remember that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.